The Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at MEI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
Hey, I'm Leslie from Minnesota, and I love the Mickey Miles Podcast.
My name is Rick, and I listen to the Mickey Miles Podcast.
It's Ashley Martin from Dallas, Texas, and you're listening to the Mickey Miles Podcast.
I'm Mary Jean Cancel, and you're listening to the Mickey Miles Podcast.
This is the Mickey Miles and More Podcast, your one stop for information on Disney races, Disney vacations, Disney theme parks, and more. Now, here are your hosts for the Mickey Miles and More Podcast, Michelle Scribner-McLean, Chris Eliopoulos, and Mike Scopa.
Welcome to episode 495 of the Mickey Miles and More Podcast. My name is Mike Scopa, and returning from a leave of absence is Michelle Scribner-McLean. Hello, Michelle.
She's back.
Hello.
She was on suspended animation for a while. And
yeah, did I get thrown off the show like Chris temporarily?
That's that indiscretion, but we won't go into it.
All right. Well, I'm happy to be back. I hear you guys did many, many shows. Good for you. And my shout out today is to you guys. We are recording this on Father's Day. So to two of my favorite fathers.
Aww.
Happy Father's Day, you guys.
Thank you.
You're awesome. Mm-hmm. Sending up virtual hugs. And to all the fathers who listen to our show.
And, you know, I bet your shout out goes a lot farther than you would have thought. And the beautiful tone of Chris Eliopoulos is also here. Hello, Chris. Hey, Chris.
Okay, Mike. So, yes, Mike. Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day. But, you know, I was going to say, speaking of laziness, when's the last time you had a book published? Are you having anything coming up soon?
Yeah, Chris.
Yeah, I know. I have to do this now. So in lieu of my song, I will put a blatant plug out there and say that I have an all-ages graphic novel coming out on July 4th, my two sons' birthday, of all things, because the book is actually based on them. So if you have a kid somewhere around the ages of like 8 to 13 who's looking for some summer reading, please go to any bookstore that you care to go to, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. They should have a copy of the book, hopefully.
What's it called?
Called Cosmic Commandos.
Isn't it such a coincidence that I, too, have a son who was born 2 days after that? So I think I have a present in mind.
Yeah.
Very nice. And congratulations.
My grandson is 8. Is he 8? Yeah, he's 8. He might be good. This might be good for him too.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I will. Awesome. In case you're listening in, I'm going to be on Sirius XM Radio on July 7th on channel 78 in the morning. What is this woman's name?
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm going to be on. yeah.
Sorry. Sorry.
Wow. No, you don't believe me?
She hasn't recovered from her suspended animation, Chris.
Sirius, the dog star? Go ahead.
Sirius is as the XM radio
this
can
is
be.
The tech lady. Oh. Yeah.
All right. Astronomy.
I think the woman's name is Mindy, so it's from 7 to noon, channel 78 on your dial. So we'll be talking about the book. Absolutely Mindy is the name of the show. So give a listen. You can hear me talk about the book. And I believe we're bringing my sons on as well to talk about the book.
Oh, that's awesome. Can you tell us a little bit about the plot?
Well, basically, it's about my two sons. And they find a magic ring in a box of cereal. And it brings their video game to life. And Jeremy, who's the curmudgeon, thinks he can do it all by himself. And Justin just wants to be a part of it. Jeremy doesn't want him to until he realizes that he needs help more than he knows. And so the two of them fight in a video game to save the city they live in. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, it's a fun romp. And so far it's been getting really, really good reviews. So if you're interested, please help pay for my kids' college education because they just graduated high school and they go next year.
Congratulations. Do it once. Oh my goodness.
I know. I know. The payments are already starting to kick in. So
the jumping out of a cereal bowl.
I need air. I would be breathing into a paper bag right now. That's awesome. Good for you.
So Yeah, give it a listen if you can.
Can you get it on Amazon too?
I'm looking at it right now.
Amazon? Yeah, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, your independent bookseller. They're going to have them in comic book stores. It will be everywhere. It's like a real book.
So cool. So. Congratulations. Now you got to write a one about your wife.
Oh, no, she'll kill me.
Jeremy and Justin are twins, but they couldn't be any more different than each other. Jeremy is a risk taker who likes to get his hands dirty. Justin prefers to read, focus, and get all his facts straight before jumping in. But they do have one important thing in common. They both love video games. When Jeremy wins a cereal box charm that brings his favorite video game to life, villains and all, he finds that he's in way over his head. Justin knows everything there is to know about the rules of the game. He read the handbook, of course. And Jeremy isn't afraid to try new things. Can these two mismatched brothers work together to beat the video game that has become their life?
Wow. Sounds exciting.
I just ordered it. Yay. I'm going to order one for somebody's birthday.
So, and I guess the publisher really liked it. I know this is like a full-on plug, and you guys can at home can just kind of fast-forward past this, but the publisher liked the book so much, even before we even published it or got any orders, they've ordered a sequel from me, so I'm hard at work on a sequel to this book.
Oh, my gosh. So cool.
Yeah.
I'm going to have my delivery option on July 4th.
Nice.
Yay! So I just ordered two. Mm. One for my Kindle, one for a birthday present.
You rock.
Yes,
my son's college education thanks you.
Oh, well, next year I'll have to write a book to pay for my second son's college education.
I hear you. All right. Well, now that the plugs are all out of the way, what are we going to be talking about today, Michael?
Well, truth be known, our young lady friend had gone on a secret trip to Walt Disney World about a week ago. And it was... highly secretive because of some very special things she was doing, and she's back with a little bit of a report on some of the things she observed and experienced. And so you and I are going to play, you know, meet the press and meet the Michelle, and we're going to ask Michelle to give us a little rundown of her trip and things that people may want to be aware of. At least she'll give us her opinion on things that people can look for if they are going to Walt Disney World in the near future, especially this summer. Especially this year. So, Michelle.
Seriously, Chris, you didn't catch on when I randomly sent you a picture of the dining options in Pandora.
I was wondering what that was about. I was kind of like, is she just like coming up with an idea for the
back
show?
To me. Oh, cool.
Yeah, I was like, okay. I thought maybe
no
that's
follow
like,
up. Like, oh, are you at Disney? No, nothing.
I thought maybe you pulled it offline and were kind of teasing me to say we're going to be talking about the foods down there. And I was like, oh, that's a good show episode. We could talk about the new food down there.
You're funny.
It was a quick trip, Michelle. So you, it was sort of a whirlwind. So you didn't get to do as much as you would have liked. But
that's right.
You did come across a few things. So let's walk through the little journey. And let's talk about your first day. Tell us about where you went, some things you observed, anything that you've noticed. I think the last time you were there was in January when we all ran in January, or didn't run, I should say. So, 6 months.
The first thing I want to say is that it actually was really refreshing not to post on social media. My phone was away for almost the entire trip. I did take some pictures, but I mostly just paid attention to my son, who's going to be going off to summer camp for 2 months and is a camp counselor. So it was really refreshing. So I recommend that. It was nice not to run a race. It was nice just to focus on family.
What day did you go down?
I went last Thursday to Monday morning.
Okay, so it was midweek.
Yep. So, and the other caveat is that I wanted to say that... I forgot what I wanted to say. What was I going to say? I went down midweek. Oh, it was very last minute. And I don't know. It was kind of just a whirlwind. So I didn't have time to do fast passes that I might do. And I know what I wanted to say. Liam actually hasn't been down for a while. So he hadn't seen some of the things. And so it was kind of cool because I got to see some new things. He got to see some new things. And it was fun. It was a fun trip.
So, Michelle, why don't we do it this way? Can we pick a spot, and can you tell us a little bit about what you noticed there? For instance, can we say, so Michelle, did you perchance go to Disney Springs? And if so, what made an impression upon you at Disney Springs? What's new?
Do you want
there?
Me to kind of go through it and the day by day what I did?
If you do have a recollection, but if you don't, we could
sure.
just
no,
do...
I do. I have. I'm looking at some pictures, and that's going to help me remember.
All right. So,
when we got there, I did do some ADRs and tried to think of things that he would like. And the first ADR, because he's he's really interested in film video production, is I made an ADR at the new Planet Hollywood. So we got there a little early, and I wanted to show him the new Coke store, and which I had been in, and you know, I thought, oh, maybe he'll like this, maybe he won't. He actually really liked it a lot, and there was nobody in it. And there's a character experience there. I don't know what the name of the polar bear, the Coke polar bear, is, but we popped in there, and there's nobody in line, and we went in, and he just thought that was really cool. There's all sorts of Coke stuff that he thought was neat. He's not somebody who likes to buy a lot of stuff, but he enjoyed that experience. So that was kind of fun. But then we went over to Planet Hollywood. And do you guys remember a few months ago when, I can't remember if it was on a show or off a show, Len was telling us about the Guy Fieri restaurant review from...
We were online.
Yeah. Okay, so go walk into Planet Hollywood. And nobody there. I mean, it did not need an ADR for a weekday at 11:45, because we left super early from New Hampshire. Mm-hmm. And I walk up and I see the sign, Guy Fieri Food, Planet Hollywood. And I'm like, oh my God.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, like, oh, what's this going to be? So the theming is not that it's a globe or a planet anymore. The new theming of this restaurant is, even though it's still called Planet Hollywood, is that it's an observatory. So you go in and it's sort of like the side of the building is it's a big video screen, and there's sort of like a mock, I don't know, a telescope in the middle, but the person walking us to our table told us that it was an observatory. So you sit down, and we were in kind of the prime video spot, and they just play videos. Well, they really, I guess, Mike, you pointed out, I was telling you this when we got back, that they can't really show scenes from movies, probably because of copyright or something like that. So they end up showing like cartoons and music videos. So like, for example, Katy Perry's Roar was on there. So it was really kind of odd, but... we ordered our food, and he is a movie nut, so we walked around, and there were, you know, all sorts of really cool movie memorabilia, which is the Planet Hollywood. So it's kind of a little disjointed. Like, the person walking us in said, everything in Disney Springs is supposed to be like a different thing in the neighborhood, and we're the observatory, which is really weird, because most of us don't have an observatory in our neighborhoods, but... So the Planet Hollywood plus the observatory, it's like a little disconnect, and there's not really movies on the screen. There's videos on the screen, so it was a little odd. So service was great when we were there. Again, it wasn't very busy. He ordered one of the many shakes. I think he got a mini one. It was about $7 or $8, and he loved it. And we both ordered... this kind of interesting grilled cheese sandwich. It was a kind of like a club sandwich, and it was cheese, but in the next layer, it was macaroni and cheese.
Mm.
So it was actually pretty good. I managed to not even finish one half of one. He ate the whole thing and the shake, but...
He's 17. So.
Yeah, but he loved the memorabilia. He walked around. They encourage you to walk around. You can go up different levels and look at all the stuff. You know, there was like the axe from The Shining. I think there was some stuff from his favorite movie, Back to the Future.
Yes.
Which I know you like too, Chris. A lot of cool stuff. But his comment was, and I was kind of surprised for a 17-year-old. He said, Mom, it's too loud to even have a conversation. It was really, really loud. Mm. So, you know, of course, you think you're like in a, you know, you're in a dome and with really loud music. And so... it was really kind of a little overwhelming, I think. So, that was the only, I think I had a salad too, a small salad, but that was the only food that we tried. It was perfectly reasonable, but it was expensive. Mm-hmm. I want to say that our bill was like, I don't know, for two of us for lunch, it was like $75.
Wow.
So that was a lot, but he enjoyed it. And again, you know, we know that you're going to spend a lot of money at Walt Disney World and Disney Springs. So that was okay. So any questions about that?
It was just interesting. So the theming sounds weird. So it's an observatory, but it's got all the movie memorabilia.
Yeah.
Like,
Like you would think, like they would show clips from like The Shining, or you know, I know that they can't show like the bloody parts of The Shining, but you know, like.
Well, why wouldn't they show the like things that the memorabilia that they have there? Why wouldn't they show spots from those movies? Like, you know, tie it all together.
Yeah.
Or if it's an observatory, show like space movies, or like you know, or you know, do like the sci-fi dine-in, like where you're showing like old retro sci-fi movies.
Yes, it actually did kind of remind me of that sort of vibe, but I don't know. It was weird. They did kind of have like they had different clips of things, and there was a scene that kind of just showed pictures from different films. So it kind of reminded you of that last film, that last scene from The Great Movie Ride, where you know they kind of show all the different pictures from like the montage at the end. That was weird. This is like The Great Movie Ride.
I mean, if they're in Disney, they could even play the old you know, Disneyland show with when they were doing like the space ones, you know, where they show, you know, Men on Mars or Men on the Moon or whatever the other ones they had. Like, do something that themes it back in. Very weird.
It was like a place that didn't know what it wanted to be. However, the food, we only had very limited food. It was very good. I thought it was good. It was overpriced, but again, we're at Disney Springs. We're on vacation. It was fine. I thought it was a kind of a cool twist on a grilled cheese sandwich.
Yeah.
It was really yummy, but would I go back again? Did he want to go back again? He did not. He's like, okay, we're done. We don't have to go back into this.
Yeah.
I was very happy to do something new. I was happy that he got to walk around and see things that he really liked, but would I do it again? I don't think I would.
One and out.
Yeah. I could see during vacation times, you know, it could be really, really busy and super, super loud. But
Mike? Okay.
One of the things I was wondering about is the old, do you remember the old Hollywood, Planet Hollywood, Michelle?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Did it look like that at all? Or did it look really
different? No, it looked really different. It's for one thing, it's gray on the outside. And it is called Planet Hollywood Observatory. So the first thing I asked was, where's the observatory? Well, there really isn't. We're just the observatory in the neighborhood. So.
Round, in a square peg in a round hole.
Yeah. I don't know.
The old one had movies, though. It's funny. I don't know.
Did it? I don't know.
All right, so.
The service was great. The food, you know, despite the terrible review, the one thing that I tried was absolutely fine.
You spend the rest of the day there at Disney Springs? Or did you leave?
No. Then we went over to, I had made fast passes at Animal Kingdom. And we went on Dinosaur, I think was our inaugural ride. And he hadn't been on that for a while. It was the first of all, one thing we both noticed was that Animal Kingdom was a lot busier than we thought.
Oh, yeah, it have to be, right?
It was really, really busy. And our thought was, okay, we're going to go and see Avatar. I relied a lot on the My Disney Experience app, you know, just to tell me when my fast passes were, but also, you know, give me information and wait times. It was the most reliable that I've ever seen using it. But when I went to park hours for the Animal Kingdom, every time I looked at it, it came up with a prompt. I actually took a screenshot. It said, special hours for Pandora World of Avatar. It says, Disney Resort hotel guests can enjoy extra, extra magic hours offered exclusively for Pandora, the World of Avatar, from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. until July 4th. So from now until then, every single night, it's open till 1 a.m.,
Wow.
So, kind of interesting, but it just was like nothing that I've ever seen at Animal Kingdom. Very, very, very busy. Now, we did not actually go on any of the attractions in Pandora. We couldn't get a Fast Pass, but we just wanted to kind of go in and take our time and look around at the land. And it was really interesting because as a biologist, I thought it was really cool because there were a lot of really neat plants and things like that. The theming, having never seen the whole Avatar, I think I've seen 10 minutes of the movie. Mm-hmm. But the theming very much was plants. Have you seen it, Chris? I know you haven't seen it.
Of course. Okay.
So, Evan, Liam had seen it, and there was the floating island was there, and he said, oh, that looks just like it. And there were a lot of really cool plants, a lot of orchids that were kind of unusual looking. But one of the things we noticed right away, other than it being super crowded, was that there seemed to be real plants, and then there seemed to be some features that look like they might change at a different part of the day. So we decided right away that we would come back when it was nighttime to see if it looked a little different. And it turned out that it did. But we looked at the ride queues for the different rides, and forgive me, I don't remember the two rides that are there, but one of them was 120 minutes. Oof. Standby, and the other one was 200. The one that's really popular, the flight one.
Yeah,
yeah, Flight of the Banshees. Is it?
Flight of Passage.
Flight of Passage. Thank you. So that was somebody told me that actually a cast member that it had gone up to, listen to this, 300 minutes.
Jeez Louise.
Can you imagine 5 hours in line for an attraction?
I wouldn't even spend 300 minutes in the Animal Kingdom. Wow.
Yeah. How big is the park itself? Like, is the park, like, that area, is it?
It's small. It's very small. I would say that it's,
Is it as big as the new Fantasyland, Michelle?
No.
Really?
No.
Wow.
I would say that it's, you know, listeners may be yelling at their podcast right now, but I would say that it's about as big as Dino Land and a half.
Wow.
Yeah.
They make it seem like it's this huge, huge.
No, park. It really isn't. It really isn't. We were probably through in about 15 minutes taking our time. There are some neat features. It's beautiful. It's not the type of thing, though, where, you know, where you're going to find a lot of hidden. Again, this is from a biologist. I love nature. I love plants. I was enthralled by all the beautiful plants that were there. But there are a lot of plants, and that's pretty much it. You know, so it's beautiful to look at. But there, it's not where you're going to say, oh, look at that. You know, like when you're in line at, you know, for a certain attraction, let me say, like for Expedition Everest, the first time I went in line, like even the ride queue was really interesting. And there's things that you walk around and look at in that part of the park that I thought were interesting. There aren't as many, it's just mostly plants. So there are some things like you can play kind of drums, like digital drums, and there are little waterfalls. There are a lot of photo ops that were beautiful, but I wouldn't say that there's a lot of, like,
so it's not something that would keep you at the park that much longer. Like, it's not something that would keep you there 4 hours longer.
No, absolutely. Or you're looking around and trying to find things and things like that. No, not at all. So yeah. So anyway, we did not eat there, but the food court looked really, really interesting, and I'm looking forward for the next time that I go back to go and eat, because as Lynn had already told us, that there was like a create your own bowl, so you could create your protein, and so that food area is very good size. So you can actually do a mobile order, too. If you use your My Disney Experience app, you can place your order and save time. So that was kind of
neat. Love that.
Yeah. So, but anyway, we left there and we went to, we didn't go into Tiffin's, but we went into the Nomad Lounge, which I think is just a really big hidden gem. Chris, have you been there? Mike,
no.
I know you've been.
I remember.
So that's on the side of Tiffin's. And, you know, great mom that I
am. You talked about it with Len and a few other people, right?
Yeah, great mom that I am, of course, taking my child out of school, but also taking him to a lounge. Well, it's kind of in on the, you're overlooking the bridge that goes into Pandora. The last time I was there, of course, Pandora wasn't open, so now it's you're watching a stream of people go in and out. They've installed some sheer curtains that get pulled across. So, it's still very, very secluded. I just think it's a hidden gem. And there are couches there. Liam went onto a couch and just said, "Can we just stay here forever?" He just loved it there. He loved it. So I'm like, "My child!" We just had some tapas. I had like a cheese plate. He had, what did he have? Some sort of dessert. I can't remember now. What are those? I can't remember what they're called. I'm drawing a blank. Churros. He had churros.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, he had some sort of, non-alcoholic, it was like Sprite and watermelon juice or something. We just stayed there for 90 minutes. We'd been up like since 3:30 in the morning, but it was lovely. Wow. So then we went over to Africa and we went to the Lion King show. And something interesting happened. Mike, I don't even think I told you about this. Got in, no problem. And they only had three of the four tumble monkeys. So they cut the whole show by whatever percentage and cut the whole tumble monkey part out of the show.
Wow, really?
Really odd. I'm like, what? Wait a second. That's like my favorite part of that show. I love those monkeys. And yeah, they cut it out. So I was asking a cast member and they said, one of the tumble monkeys was sick. So we just cut that completely out of the show.
Interesting.
So, yeah. So
they don't have backup tumble monkeys?
You would think that they would. But no, they just cut it right out. So then from there, we're starting to get dark. So then we went on the famed nighttime safari. Which I just think I did it last year. I don't know if I talked about it on the show. The Kilimanjaro Safari at night is just a ridiculous experience. And I think they just have it just because the park is open. And again, having been to Africa, done safaris, nobody goes out at night to do safaris. Yeah. Number one, it's dangerous. Of course, that's not the case in Walt Disney World. Number two, you can't see anything because it's dark, right?
Yeah.
So you could not. I gave it another try because Liam hadn't done it. I mean, it was just, this is how ridiculous it was. The poor cast member. If it were lighter, you could see that there are hippos there. I mean, you couldn't even see a hippo. So I feel so badly for the cast members. It's just silly.
Can't they put like spotlights on the trucks and just point out, some of the, I don't know.
I don't know. It was just really ridiculous. You couldn't see anything. At one point, she said, "Here's where the elephants would be, but they've gone in for the night." It's like, why do this? I don't get it. So I just felt really, really bad. I mean, I was actually giggling. The whole thing was hysterical to me.
Surreal, huh?
So yeah. So then, anyway, we had done during the day, we like the animal trails. Mike, I know you're not a huge fan of those, but
what?
We were really, yeah, I'm
Michael.
I really like
the, I've done them. I like them. I've done them many times around the Tree of Life. Yeah, they're really nice.
Yeah, we did the Asian one and the African one, but yeah. So anyway, what else did we do? Oh, so then at that point we decided to go. So there's a road from Africa leading out of Pandora. So you can go back through Africa. We went back and went back into Pandora. And it was indeed a completely different experience because all of those beautiful real living plants that you could see during the day, you couldn't see. And all of the pretend Disney plants, the pretend bioluminescent plants were lit up. And it was a completely different place. So it was really, really pretty.
Different in what way? Just because it was just like the lights and stuff? Or is it just, yeah, is there so a different feeling to the whole thing? Or?
Yeah, it is because you can't see any, like they had like orchids on trees and things like that. And you can't see any of that anymore. And now it's like the plants that they have built in that are, you know, pretend bioluminescent. So, you know, they're lit up. They kind of come to life, you know, or mm-hmm. get lit up. And I guess I'm assuming they do it gradually as the sun goes down. And it's just really pretty. It looks like a completely different place because of the way that the lighting is. So so I'm really, really glad that we went back. Mm-hmm. And the, you know, there's you could see black lights that were kind of shining down onto the pavement, and there was paint or something like that that showed up. So I would really recommend that people, if they're going, that they, you know, have a nighttime experience and a daytime experience, because even though we didn't go any attractions, it was a completely different experience both times. So,
but it's still only a 15-minute walk.
Really, we didn't spend more than, we took our time again, spent more, about 15 minutes, maybe even 10 minutes this time. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, I don't know if it's going to be this great big world that everybody's thinking it's going to be, but...
Yeah, I don't know. You know, again, I haven't done the attractions. There are two attractions there. Very popular, very busy. Definitely get your fast passes ahead of time. I know, right. Chris, you're going to be there this summer. I'm going to be there this summer. I've already gotten my fast passes.
Yeah, we did that already.
Yeah, so
I actually booked. What is it, Mike? It's the flight of the Flight of Passage. So we did that one at like 5:30, so that we could sort of do that and then see the day and the night.
Nice.
So, yeah. So we'll. It should be interesting.
So are you going to go to Tiffin's in the middle?
I may go to
the Nomad to Lounge.
The Nomad Lounge. Now, Mike says this is always like a half day park. Is it still? Would you still consider it a half day park with even with Pandora?
Well, see, that's, he and I have a difference of opinion on that. I really like the animal part of it.
That takes us through the first part of Michelle's recollection of her secret trip to Walt Disney World. Coming up on the next episode, she's going to describe the Rivers of Light. So, if you're interested in seeing the Rivers of Light attraction, you may want to hear Michelle's take on this nighttime spectacular. So for Michelle Scribner-McLean and for Chris Eliopoulos, this is Mike Scopa saying we'll see you on the road and in the parks.
The Mickey Miles podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at mei-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
We hope you enjoyed listening to today's episode of the Mickey Miles and More podcast. If you would like to support the podcast, please go to mickeymiles.podbean.com and click the green Become a Patron button in the upper right-hand corner of the menu bar. We thank you for your support. Don't forget, our discussion continues on Facebook at facebook.com/Mickey Miles Podcast. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/Mickey Miles Pod. Last of all, don't forget, if you have any questions for us, you can send them to questions@MickeyMilesPodcast.com. We'll try to answer them as soon as possible. For all of us here at the Mickey Miles and More Podcast, this is Rick Gregg saying thanks for listening and all your support. And until next time, we'll see you on the road.